Make no mistake, the news of the president's assassination stuns and terrifies Haitians. If Biden wants to intervene constructively in the lives of 11 million in Haiti, whose empty stomachs can't be filled by ballots, he must offer better trade relations with the U.S. and prepare an economic stimulus plan to develop Haiti in partnership with the Dominican Republic, Haiti's business community, and sustainable development engineers and farmers. Haiti has good assets to pump cash into, perfect beaches and weather all year round for tourism, thriving arts, entertainment, and literature that annually produce some of the best novelists, musicians, and filmmakers in the Francophone world and the U.S., agriculture, gold mining, and a multilingual workforce. What Haiti has always lacked are good neighbors and fair trading partners other than Cuba, Brazil, and Venezuela. With a terrible stroke of his pen, President Clinton destroyed Haiti's rice exporting industry with surprise tariffs. Subsequently, Haiti has had to import rice from Arkansas, among other places. Biden can change that pattern with trade policies that aim to get the Haitian economy back on its feet sustainably and get millions of Haitians working. Haitians have been protesting for the same kind of freedom since 2018. I'd argue Haitians have been asking Washington to similarly respect and honor our passion for freedom and economic sovereignty since 1804, when Haitian forcefully rejected slavery and Napoleon's rule, despite generating half of France's GDP with its productivity. Back then, the U.S. responded to Haitian calls for dignity and commonwealth building with embargoes or military dominance. Biden can become the first U.S. president to truly support Haiti's clarion calls for freedom.